minutes past five. Now, partners at a County Durham Medical Group who admitted they were facing crisis last month have revealed plans that they're going to close sites in Trimden Village and Fishburne next year. Now, the Skerne Medical Group currently run four surgeries across Trimden Colliery, Trimden Village, Fishburne and Sedgefield. And the medical group will look into potentially close Trimden Village's surgery in January next year. Now, today, I went out to speak to Christine Herman from the Skerne Medical Group and about how they came to this decision.
We have explained that we have a significant crisis in the lack of doctors that we will have by February of 2019. And in order for us to be able to maintain a service for the 15,500 patients that we look after, we need to reorganise how we provide that service.
Now, Trimden was always under jeopardy, and you made no bones about that. When it comes to Fishburne, when I was at the Trimden consultation, that was going to be part of the four-year sort of medical review of the other three practices. Have I got that wrong?
We have a problem from February, which is what we said all along. We cannot manage to keep three sites running. So Trimden was the original site that we thought was likely to be a casualty. And during the consultation period, when we explained to patients, they seemed to understand that we could not spread ourselves thinly across several sites. So we needed to form some sort of decision about which other site we could work from, or which other site we could stop working from in this position that we face. We have picked the two sites to remain open at the present time to be a site in Sedgefield, which is our largest site. If we picked Fishburne, we would be choosing two sites that are the two closest together sites. So the Fishburne site and the Trimden Colliery site are similar sizes. So we have chosen the Trimden Colliery site to be the one that we will keep open and hope that the patients who live in the north end of the practice will be able to get to Trimden Colliery, and the patients in the south end will be able to get to Sedgefields.
So has the closure of the Fishburne practice, has that come quicker than you anticipated, or was that always in your mind to sort of look at it early in 2019?
We know from the numbers of doctors we will have in February that we could not continue to operate from more sites. And so in our minds, we knew that at that point, it has to go down to two to be able to realistically provide medical services.
What is it about?
They have chosen to go and work in practices that were just a single building, where they're part of a team on site, they can pinch somebody's room and ask support or help if they need it.
So February, you said that was like a key date. Is that because you're going to have docs leaving or retirements coming up?
Yeah. Come February, we expect that we are likely down to three partners from the eight that we were 2 years ago. And we will also have lost one of our salary doctors who's moved off to, or will have moved to, a single site surgery elsewhere in Teesside.
And there'll be more pressures as well, because there's more house building going on around the Trimdens, around Sedgefield, more people coming in. How big of a headache is this for you?
It's a big headache for us, because we know that with all the building that's going on, that our practice list currently stands at 15,500 patients, and that's likely to increase. So really, even if we were fully staffed, potentially we need even more doctors and more space than we have. And our future plans for how the practice is accommodated need to take that into account. It's also fair to say that the practice has received minimal Section 106 money. It's money that developers give to the community when they put houses up. And we have a very limited amount of money that's been allocated from only one of the housing schemes that's taken place so far. That's very frustrating, because the population has been aware all of the services in Sedgefield and the other villages are stretched.
So if you get the green light, February will be the date when those two sites will close?
We are waiting for the green light, and we are considering, depending on the doctor staff we have, because we are losing some doctors during January, exactly what dates, if we're allowed to shut the surgeries, that will happen.
That was Dr. Christine Herman from the Skerne Medical Group, who's a partner there. And we'll be keeping an eye on that and see how it progresses as it goes on over Christmas. It's Gary.